This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
If you see me shooting it in a video or something, it came from Ammunition Depot. When you say it's a little low, how low is it? Okay. I'm going to increase the decibels in the next one, okay? Then we'll just test that then. Ben and I are testing out a new system that we're trying to perfect and everything and try to bring you the best sound possible. And I'm trying to monkey with a couple of things to keep my head from shattering in cacophonic shock. Anyway. Just as in Roe versus Wade, the Supreme Court discovered in the penumbras and the emanations of the Constitution a right to an abortion that the silly founding fathers forgot to be specific about. Now they've discovered a footnote to that right that entitles women to get their abortions in clinics totally unregulated by the states they live in. You see, some silly Neanderthalic lawmakers in Texas thought it would be a good idea, since as the pro-abortion groups insist, we are talking about a women's health issue, that an abortion clinic ought to meet some sort of health standard. And they decided to put this sort of like some of these urgent care and exigent care centers, ambulatory service centers. They had to meet that standard. So as these Texan troglodytes passed this law, thinking it might be a good idea to have higher standards, you know, slightly higher than your newest or nearest auto mechanic or butcher, the practical effect of the law was that it forced many Texas abortion clinics to close and required those seeking an abortion to travel longer distances, taking as long as 45 minutes to reach a clinic. No. In the finite wisdom of the Supreme Court, after revisiting those penumbras and emanations, they decided to strike down the law, saying requiring the same health standards as, say, an emergency room in a hospital put an undue burden on a woman's right to choose, not to mention the burden it put on these clinics' bottom line. Coming from NBC News, we get this. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday struck down one of the nation's toughest restrictions on abortion, a Texas law that women's groups said would have forced more than three-quarters of the state's clinics to shut down. The decision was 5-3. Passed in 2013, the law said clinics providing abortion services must meet the same building standards as ambulatory surgical centers. And it required doctors performing abortions to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals, you know, like doctors. Since the law was passed, the number of clinics providing abortion services in Texas dropped to 19 from 42. Opponents said that number would fall to 10 if the Supreme Court upheld the law. You know, when the founding fathers, when they said in the Declaration of Independence, they put life as an inalienable right that comes before even liberty and certainly the pursuit of happiness. You know, I believe that's what they were trying to say. When the Constitution was written under the concept of federalism, it was assumed such issues, undefined in the Constitution, would be left to the states, not five unelected grand poobahs in black robes. I wonder if the Supreme Court is going to be as adamant about gun rights, which are specifically mentioned in the Second Amendment, and so will rule that banning gun purchases because some clerk violated your due process rights and put you on a no-fly list puts an undue burden on your right to bear arms. That undue burden thing should be applied to all rights, should it not? Basically, the Supreme Court has ruled that abortion clinics need to only meet the standards of Dr. Kermit Gosnell's clinic in Philadelphia. Abortion supporters claim they want to make it safe, legal, and rare, but this ruling does nothing to make abortion safer or rarer. But when you're running an abortion clinic like any other business, volume is important in improving the profit margin. Presumably, young mothers entering a Planned Parenthood clinic aren't told about this part of the operation either. Kermit Gosnell was a Philadelphia doctor who was charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of third-degree murder for killing 7 babies who survived his abortions, and a woman who died after a botched painkiller injection. As Investor's Business Daily noted, comparing what went on at Gosnell's clinic to the school shooting at Newtown, Connecticut, he said, whether one is pro-life or pro-choice, there ought to be an agreement that a squirming infant on a table outside the mother's womb is worthy of protection from harm as children in classrooms in a school in Connecticut. Dr. Gosnell walked into a nursery and shot 7 infants with an AR-15. It would be national news and the subject of presidential hand-wringing. Instead, Gosnell is ignored, charged with the deaths of 7 aborted babies who were born alive and then killed, their spinal cords cut with scissors. Kermit Gosnell faces 43 criminal counts, including 8 counts of murder and the death of 1 patient and 7 newborn infants. Additional charges include conspiracy, drug delivery resulting in death, infanticide, corruption of minors, evidence tampering, theft by deception, abuse of corpse, and corruption. Gosnell's clinic was inspected after a federal drug raid in 2010. It was the first time the facility had been inspected in 17 years because state officials ignored complaints and failed to visit Gosnell's Women's Medical Society, the clinic's official name. Although charged with only 7 counts of infant murder, witnesses have testified that he may have murdered more than 100 babies outside the womb in the 3 decades the clinic has been open. One witness said she saw Gosnell perform his procedure on 30 infants. According to another, Gosnell said in one instance, "This baby's big enough to walk around with me or walk me to the bus stop." Women were paying him to end their pregnancies, and that's what he was going to do under the, you know, the penumbra and the emanations of Roe versus Wade. Sanitation and cleanliness be damned. That was an inconvenient thing. We didn't need that. So, when abortion clinics are unregulated, I say the state, you get a Kermit Gosnell. You don't have to come up with hypotheticals. This guy was killing kids. He was killing babies. Babies. You know, this is why the Constitution says that this is why there's a 10th Amendment. This is what it boils down to. Killing born alive infants in a dingy butcher shop with bloodstains on the walls and dead bodies piled up in a refrigerator and the corpses of infants clogging up the toilets. Texas said, you know what, this is supposed to be women's health care. I think we ought to have a standard for that. What's wrong with that? Too clean? Too regulated? Isn't what the federal government does with us? Regulates us to death. Supreme Court, who gets to fill the current and future vacancies, does matter. Hillary Clinton is calling this decision a victory for women. Not for the one that died, and not for the unborn ones, though, eh, Hillary? Not for them. No victory for them, just death. I'm glad at least this one guy's going away. And I'm glad that 32 of them got shut down. Or what? 23. We'll be right back.
hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot. Tell me if this is better, Ben.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I think I'll probably just let it, I don't know. Who's going to be around on July the 4th? He's wanting to know if I want to do a show on July the 4th. I don't know at this point. I think everybody should be hanging out with their family and blowing things up and celebrating the birth of the nation and stuff. Hey, let me ask you a question. Who do you think the most important man, the most powerful man in the United States is today? No, I'm just asking, who do you think it is, Ben? No. Justice Anthony Kennedy of the Supreme Court. He's the swing vote. He's the vote that made it to where same-sex marriage can now occur. He's the vote that just got rid of the safety restrictions on abortion clinics. So in other words, he has made it legal. And he's found restrictions on abortion clinics unconstitutional. And this is odd, because Congress has never passed a law on abortion or same-sex message, or marriage, excuse me. What we call the law of the land is nothing more than an opinion written by a justice in 1973 and 2015. Was this country founded to have people governed by justices who overturned the work of state legislatures? This is what I meant by the 10th Amendment. I don't think it was. In both cases, Justice Kennedy threw out the work of state legislatures, which means in the cases of the states, in the case of Texas, for example, and in the case of every other state in the nation, he got out there and said, it doesn't matter what your legislature said, which is the same thing as saying it doesn't matter about who you voted for. Your votes don't count. This law doesn't work. Is that what he thinks of people? What in the world does Kennedy or the other four automatic liberal votes know about undue process on getting abortion? Did they go to Texas and see what those restrictions are? So at this point, what is the point of having a state legislature? Why not just let the Supreme Court make it all up as they go? Dr. Manny Gonzalez reacted to the ruling this way. He said, I never saw the Texas abortion law as a means to restrict services available to women or put limitations on a patient's right to choose. I saw it as a way to ensure that quality standards are being met at the clinics and centers offering this complicated, delicate procedure. Seems to me that while we have no trouble in naming the various issues we face in healthcare, like medical errors, patient injury, lack of transparency, and cost of care, every time we put a solution on the table to address a problem, it becomes poisoned by political correctness and marred by biased motivations. Right now, the left is jumping up and doing the happy dance over Justice Kennedy, a Reagan appointee. And I know they're not going to do it, but we need to be sitting back and thinking about the country. How do you govern a country when a Supreme Court justice reverses what people pass in state legislatures? Now, we're not talking about slavery. We're not talking about, you know, one thing that I've wondered about, in North Carolina, they've never been brought up for a suit over there because they still, in North Carolina, practice Jim Crow. You still have to go see the sheriff to be able to buy a gun in North Carolina. I don't know how that works if you have a concealed carry permit. I don't know if that, once that happens, if you're good to go. But, you know, nobody's ever brought suit on that one. But how much longer before the people in these states say to their legislatures, you guys need to defy this ruling? Obama recently got slapped around with a ruling concerning immigration, and he has indicated he is not going to abide by what the Supreme Court says. Governors of states, as chief executives of states, are very powerful individuals. And Greg Abbott can say no and refuse to obey Justice Kennedy's opinion. The Supreme Court, you know, I don't like throwing legislation to the Supreme Court. I don't like relying upon them because the Supreme Court is not impartial. It is politicized, heavily politicized. And the problem with the politicization of it, and there'll be people that will disagree with me on this, but it sure seems like the conservatives are more willing to just decide something on the merit than the liberals. They're always driven by an agenda. Their opinion should not be able to reverse this kind of a ruling. And, you know, the reason I'm bringing these things up is because this is all part of the glacial creep, if you will. All of these things that might drive us one day to where we actually have to exercise something Jeffersonian, I think contribute to this attitude that the government is out of control. Because they clearly are. And Obama thinks that he can do a bunch of things, and the Supreme Court does stop him from time to time, but the Supreme Court is not supposed to get out there and make things up if it's not in the Constitution. And if the states decide to make it, right, like right now, New Jersey, New York, California, Maryland, Illinois, all of these states should be brought up right now, and the Supreme Court justices should be saying about all of them, your methods of handling guns is unconstitutional and is therefore stricken down. Every law in New Jersey is stricken down. We're not going to look at any of them individually because they're all unconstitutional. California, same with you. We don't even need to go through the Ninth Circuit or any of the other circuits. We're the Supreme Court, damn it. But they're not doing that. They won't even take that one up for some stupid reason. But they will decide that the state legislatures don't matter in this particular case. Where, you know, we want to call an abortion center a women's health clinic. You know, do they like put a vertebrae back in when you slip a disc, or, you know, what else? Are they setting ankles? No. We'll be right back.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality. A new standard emerges in America today. Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, like vultures, the gun-grabbing left, which includes the full body politic of the Democratic caucus and the House of Representatives, has pounced on this awful death scene in Orlando in the wake of the most heinous Islamic jihad attack on America since 9/11 in order to conduct its latest sickening feast on the trough, or at the trough, of human suffering. Demonstrating once again an utter inability to modulate their views according to the facts, which in this case should have awakened liberal America to the very real and present danger of Muslim terrorism, leftists instead have chosen for the umpteenth time to ignore the bellicose ideology of the Islamic canon that propelled this murderer to do his despicable deed. Instead, they are doggedly persistent in their straw man argument against gun rights. And they revel in foisting blame for this act of war against our nation on law-abiding gun owners, the NRA, Republicans, Donald Trump, Christians, the Constitution, whatever else they can think of. Their willful ignorance of history, their disdain for liberty, and their gross misuse of the victims and the grieving families in order to pursue their hate America anti-Second Amendment agenda is beyond disgraceful. Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama declared in his speech in Orlando after the massacre that it defies common sense to think it would have been beneficial for more people in the Pulse nightclub to have been armed than merely the terrorist. Nobody asked him exactly how does that defy common sense. If just one armed individual were in the building, the killer's weaponry advantage would have been immediately nullified. Perhaps an armed bartender or patron would have stopped him much sooner in the conflagration that took several hours, actually. Consider this. On the same night as innocent blood was flowing in Florida, a local bar in Queens, New York was threatened by an armed assailant. It appears that this particular thug was not motivated by anything more than greed as he went to the Parkside pub to rob the place. But having done so while employing a firearm, he immediately put the lives of the barkeep and four patrons inside in danger. Now, it's a very good thing for everyone involved that a retired policeman frequenting the pub had his own weapon at hand. And the ex-cop took down the criminal with one shot. No one else was harmed, and the innocents went home alive. In spite of Obama's definition of logic, it seems that an armed citizen did the logical thing with his gun and everything worked out just fine, as he protected the lives of the innocent in the face of an armed bad guy. Obama and his little platoon of status acolytes believe that the Second Amendment does not mean what it actually says, that every American has a natural right to possess any firearm without any infringement by government for the purpose of self-protection. Hillary Clinton opines that it is dubious whether individuals have a right to Second Amendment protections. Andrew Cuomo loses his religion over gun rights, tangentially arguing that our Constitution does not provide protections for people to stockpile ammunition for game hunting excursions. Certainly, our elites imply we're no longer a nation of musket-carrying frontiersmen. Those previous generations may have needed personal weapons to protect themselves. Now we enjoy the benefit of a robust government that provides protection in the form of our modern police departments, thereby eliminating the need for personally owned guns. When the Second Amendment was enacted, the ordinary citizens of each state served as a de facto well-regulated militia, which checked the potential advances against civil liberties by a central government. There was little need for crime prevention departments or standing armies in the founding period because those first Americans took responsibility for the policing and defense of their own communities. Now the left argues because our 21st century society currently has well-developed professional police forces, those 19th century militias are unneeded. There's a cop just a phone call away. So what does the Second Amendment actually do for us now other than give a ne'er-do-well a legal right to get a killing going? Today's tyrannical bureaucrats assert that the language of the Second Amendment must be changed to suit our new, enlightened, therapeutic postmodern time. Their routine implication is that the ideas of dead white men, who are the ones that authored the Second Amendment, are no longer valid. Thus, in our contemporary civil society, the only people who should have guns are policemen. The cops, it is suggested, are trained in the proper use of firearms. The risk of vigilantism, collateral damage, and accidental shootings is just too great to deal with if average citizens regularly and without restriction carry guns. This irrationality of their position on guns is put into stark relief when juxtaposed against their vicious anti-police attitude. On one hand, the left demands a disarming of the general public so that only trained law enforcement on the public payroll have guns, and on the other hand, they lambast the police as uniformly racist, anti-minority, posse-eager, willing, and able to shoot to kill unarmed black American men because of their skin color. We understand the Second Amendment is a hedge against government tyranny. Would it not make sense for minorities, those same black people, to have legal access to firearms to protect themselves against Klan-like men in blue patrolling minority neighborhoods, salivating over the opportunity to pick off the first available black man? Furthermore, are not thousands of young black men and women in these neighborhoods dying on an annual basis at the hands of lawbreakers who have no regard for gun law? Since the police themselves present a threat to black Americans, shouldn't the innocent citizens in minority communities have the right to arm themselves against the urban terrorists who shoot and murder them at will. Ask the families of Jameel Shaw and Hadiah Pendleton if they wish they could turn back the hands of time in order to put a firearm in their hands when those innocent teens were murdered in cold blood. While they tried to undermine the Constitution for all Americans, the gun control lobby's efforts perniciously affect the Second Amendment rights of innocent, law-abiding black citizens who would like to defend themselves in urban cauldrons of gang violence like Chicago, Detroit, South Central L.A. Yet, these firearm restrictions that are imposed commensurate with the anti-cop culture promoted by the left send this schizophrenic message to minorities living in these crime-ridden areas. God, these denizens of these neighborhoods are expected to dismiss their natural God-given right to protect themselves, while at the same time they are propagandized to disdain the police's irredeemably hateful of and brutal towards black Americans. Thus, their whole idea against guns contains within the notion that black Americans should neither arm themselves for self-protection nor call on the police for help. That, my friends, is Jim Crow. That is Jim Crow. Black America, recognize that for what it is. This is not them looking out for you. You don't need them to look out for you. You look out for you. You'll do a much better job of it. You're losing too many people to crime. You got too many criminals and you got too many crime victims, proportionately speaking. All because you listen to these guys. But it's never too late. It's never too late to redeem all of that and get it all back. Some years back, I made a prediction that certain things were headed somewhere, and now it's proving to be true.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
you haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, grain-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call talcum baby powder alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. A few years ago, there was a report that came out that the United States Army was buying AK-47 magazines and 7.62 by 39 ammunition. At that moment, I was doing the show for Gun Owners of America, and I made the statement that these weapons would also be accompanying, the magazines, the ammunition, would also go with guns. We'd be shipping guns somewhere. At that particular moment, I did not know the guns had already been purchased and stored at what is referred to as the Eastern Depot or the Western Depot in Texas. And I said that they probably are wanting to arm the Syrians. Now, Obama had said he wanted to arm the Syrians. So I was just doing a little math, I was just making a guess. Now, coming out of the New York Times is this alarming report detailing how guns intended for Syrian rebels ended up on the black market and eventually used to kill two Americans overseas. Weapons shipped into Jordan by the Central Intelligence Agency in Saudi Arabia intended for Syrian rebels have been systematically stolen by Jordanian intelligence operatives and sold to arms merchants on the black market, according to American and Jordanian officials. Some of the stolen weapons were used in a shooting in November that killed two Americans and three others at a police training facility in Amman. FBI officials believed after months of investigating under the attack, according to people familiar with the investigation. The existence of the weapons theft, which ended only months ago after complaints by the American and Saudi governments, is being reported for the first time after a joint investigation by the New York Times and Al Jazeera. The theft involving millions of dollars of weapons highlights the messy, unplanned consequences of programs to arm and train rebels, the kind of program the CIA and the Pentagon have conducted for decades, even after the Obama administration hoped to keep the training program in Jordan under tight control. Now, why is this important? This is important because Obama and Kerry signed the Arms Trade Treaty. The Arms Trade Treaty, the supposed goal of the Arms Trade Treaty was to keep from arming bad actors. And here they have gone and done it. This Arms Trade Treaty is not even worth the paper it's signed on, even though we haven't ratified it, even though they want us to be bound by it and everything else. It's not worth anything because we're doing this kind of stuff. These revelations bring back memories of Fast and Furious, when the Obama Justice Department deliberately sold and trafficked and then lost 2,500 rifles to Mexican cartels south of the border. Now, after months and rumors and allegations, last year it was confirmed that weapons were being trafficked by the United States through Benghazi to Syrian rebels in the Middle East. Benghazi, we haven't heard of that before. A Defense Intelligence Agency memo from September 6, 2012, concluded that the Benghazi terror attack was planned at least 10 days in advance to coincide with 9/11 and was in retaliation for a drone strike that killed an Al-Qaeda strategist. The memo was copied to the National Security Council, the State Department, and the CIA, which means it could never have been about a video on YouTube. The intention was to attack the consulate and to kill as many Americans as possible to seek revenge for the U.S. killing of, I can't pronounce his name, and in memorial of the 11 September 2001 attacks on the World Trade Center. This all was obtained by Judicial Watch. The Obama administration says it was a coincidence that the Benghazi attack occurred on 9/11. That was never true either. They knew that it was to commemorate the 9/11 attack. Another 2012 DIA memo predicts the rise of ISIS and the establishment of a caliphate 17 months before President Barack Obama called ISIS the JV team. A third DIA memo, dated October 5, 2012, leaves no doubt the U.S. intelligence agencies knew that weapons were moving from Libya to Syria before the attack that killed four Americans. When Benghazi happened, I mused out loud, okay, so now we know where the pipeline is going to Syria. It's through Benghazi, through Libya. As a reminder, current presumed nominee for the Democratic presidential nomination, Pantsuit Clinton, denies knowing anything about it. Although there was a report delivered on that. I'm not sitting around going, hey, this kind of thing, I knew this was happening all along. I did a very educated guess on this. Now, before it happened, I did not know, for example, that Benghazi would be the place, but when I heard that they had broken into and gotten into some weapons caches, how many weapons do they need at a consulate when you only have X amount of personnel there? I can see some forward, some forward positions that you might want to cache some of these things, but not a veritable arms room. Not enough to outfit a unit or a battalion or however many they had there. When we were looking for magazines, when the U.S. Army was looking for magazines, I think the number they were looking for was in the hundreds of thousands. So for each magazine, it's going to take a minimum of 30 rounds. Do the math. We were arming some people up. And those shipments, just like Fast and Furious, we got these guns put in a forward deploy place to go further, and they've been stolen because we lost control of them again. We've lost control of weapons again. And yet, in the meantime, sitting out there gathering dust until someday when there's a 60 votes in place to ratify it is the arms trade treaty. Oh, these dastardly Democrats and their little ways and everything else. This is why elections matter. This is why paying attention matters. One of the things that's happening right now in this Brexit thing in Britain, they didn't think that there was any chance in hell that they would pull out. So they didn't pay attention. So they didn't go out and vote. And now they want to say, well, we didn't show up to vote. We want this vote to not count. That's not the way this stuff works. No matter what you may read in the coming days, the UK is going to leave the European Union. The UK Parliament, while there's plenty of people out there saying that, this vote was bad, they run the risk of angering the 52% that did vote to go. And no matter how many Muslims and everything else that they've got in there, they don't have enough people to overcome this because you can see that by the votes. So I'm just watching this, and this is why elections matter. If you're not going to pay attention to it, something like the Brexit thing happens. And in this case, the left got slammed around. And all the, right now they got the ABC listers coming out decrying what's happened. Just like we do here. Just like we do here. Who knows? I shouldn't say anything about her. Maybe I should. I don't know. Keisha. Keisha's out there right now calling for gun control. Does anybody know who she is? Keisha? The singer? She's not exactly a lyricist on par with, say, Paul McCartney, but she's got some people to listen to her stuff. But we're about to flip into the next hour, and when we get back, we're going to talk about how they are milking Orlando for everything it's worth as they try to keep the wind at their backs. This is Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teenager or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.